All right, it's a good morning and welcome to Tech. You know, and this is a show in which we look at the ins and outs of technology, the ups and downs. Most technology that we talk about, you know, most of it is still but a dream. You know, some of this technology that even Elon Musk is talking about, you know, he still dreams, where he's still dreaming that one day, apparently, there will be a day where you are just thinking and your phone is taking note of your thoughts. And when he was presenting this, he could not answer some basic questions. So you see that it's still a dream, you know. Some technology still dream, but today we are going to have, you know, a comparison. And, you know, I would want you to also come through and let's have a conversation of, you know, let's hear what you think about what we are about to present. I'm just going to present to you 15 arguments, you know, 15 arguments on whether or not, you know, people should come back to the office. You know, these days, after 2020, with the pandemic, you know, the world is said not to go back to the normal anymore, to the usual normal. Now the world is said to be going to the new normal. So after, you know, after 2020 with a pandemic, the people are working remotely. Now Elon Musk, you know, has ordered his people to go back to the office. You know, he has ordered the people to go back to the offices. And of course, I think Google and Facebook and, you know, Amazon and other companies have, you know, also in one way or the other, you know, ordered their people to go back to their offices. So there are 15, you know, arguments here that I'm going to present to you. And then you choose which one, you know, you feel should, which one you feel, you know, makes sense to you. Should people go back to the office or not? You know, should they work from home? Should the people continue working from home? See, it's working from home versus, you know, working from the office. Right. We begin with... You know, we begin with argument number one. So we begin with argument number one, and I'm going to tell you, this is an argument from, you know, various Forbes expert. Excuse me there. It's a panel of experts, you know, expert from Forbes. Forbes is a magazine. It's a tech magazine. And they are now arguing whether or not, you know, people should now begin to work from home. Now, number one, this one is saying, look, there is no right answer. There is no right answer whether or not people should continue. There is no right answer to say yes or no. But there are drastic differences between working from home and working from the office. You know? And now, he's now giving an example to say even Elon Musk has written a public letter, you know, urging his people to go back to the office. So he's saying that the world will never be, you know, the same the way it used to be. Now this is this is Jim Barrow. You know, Jim Barrow is saying there is no time you know, there's no clear answer. You know, there's no correct answer, whether it is a yes or no. So, and from what I'm getting from what he's saying is, you know, whether you have to work from home or not, or from the office, as long as there must be, you know, tools that are making you, making it easy for you to work from home. So that's number one. Number two, this one is saying employees must come back to the office, you know, for interactions. So he's saying that human beings need interaction and incentives to work. You know, there's no point of having a gym where you are 99% absent from it. So you need to go into the physical gym for you to be be serious with your, you know, for you to feel pressure to do it or to do something. So if you work from home and something goes wrong, nobody is there to help you. So that is the same with office. You need the office. You know, it's the same thing in the company, because you need a spot. You need somebody to you know, you need some connection. This is Black Davis. That's what he's saying, that you need some connection. You know, you need people. You can't just be isolated. You know, you need people. That is number one. Number two from Black Davis. You know, this one is a pro office. You know, he's advocating for people to go back to the office. That you might have the technology and everything to be able to work from home, but you still need the office. You know, you still need that human-to-human interaction for you to be able to perform better. Now, number three, team members should build their own schedules. They should have their own schedules. And according to this one, he's saying, we have seen greater productivities among the people that have implemented there, among employers, actually, and employees that have implemented the work from home, you know, work from home style, or work from home, you know, change. So, and he's saying that by giving the workers and employees employees the autonomy, the right to autonomy, or to the autonomy to create their own schedule, and you know, that fit their life or their lives, has brought, you know, greater morality increase. It has brought a greater morale and increased production. And he said that working from home, working to the office, does not work for everyone. So working from the office does not work from every, does not work across all the board. So, and he's saying that they also have learned that the traditional 9-to-5 model of work does not work across all fields. And they have embraced the changes of working from home. This is Dennis Morales. You know, this is Dennis Morales. He's arguing that people who have actually autonomy to create their own schedules that fit their lives, they have shown that there is an increased morale and productivity in them. And working 9-to-5 model and working from the office does not work across all fields. And that's what they have discovered in their work. and they have embraced the change of working from home. Now, number four, this one is saying employees should work wherever they want. They should work wherever they would like to work. And he's saying that the people are smart and they can work everywhere and they must be granted that right. And he's saying that even though working remotely is not for everyone, but if you hire the right talent, and you know, if you hire the right people and people who have the right talent, and you give them the right incentives, this will transcend the office. So this will go beyond the office. The people will work wherever they want. Wherever they work, wherever they are, they'll be able to work. This is Nicholas van den Berg. He's saying that office is a no-go to him. So people must be allowed to work wherever they want to work. And the number five is saying that the business... business models should support in-person and remote work. So, he's saying that as leaders, we must meet our teams and support wherever they are and support them. Office is just a tool and no longer the whole belt. So, people are now able to work wherever they can work. And he's saying that during the pandemic, we learned that remote work can work, and we can be productive from almost everywhere. This is Ken Ashley. So it seems that the people that are advocating for office work, the people that are advocating for working from home, it seems that there are many. It seems that there are more than those who are calling for the people to go back to the office. So the list, you know, goes on. The people that are advocating for the working from the office, there are many. You know, than those who are calling for people to work at the office. Number six is saying, look, one size does not fit all. So communicate the strategy. Have a decisive objective and values instead of calling everybody to be back at the office. You know, you must come up with a reasonable, you know, reason as to why people should come to the office. Everybody may not be in agreement, but if you come up with the right, you know, correct guidance, and you allow the workers to determine their own path back to the office, and also allowing some flexibilities, then that can work. This is Keith Gregory, who is arguing to say, look, let the people, if you want them to come back to the office, have a clear vision and, you know, a reasonable purpose as to why you want them to come to the office, you know, and also give them some rights in time to find their own paths to the office. And you must also provide, you know, some flexibility. You must also have some flexibility. You must provide room for some flexibility. And this one provides neutrality, if I judge him. Now, this number seven, he's saying that return to work only works for some businesses, not for every business or not for all businesses. So workers want, you know, flexibility and trust. So if returning to the office does not offer them those things, you will have a harder time retaining talent and keeping them at work. So, and what is important here is results, not presence. So what is important in this world that we are in now, according to this argument here, is the result of the work, not the presence at the premises. So you can be we can be present at the offices, but what have you done for the day? Zero. So when somebody just wakes up to come to the office, they are present. Yes, the office is full. People are at the office. But what have they achieved? Zero. But if somebody is working from home and, you know, they might have a goal. At the end of the day, by five, the person has achieved one or two goals that they've set, you know, daily goals. But this is the argument, you know, from this man, from this person whose name I will give. And he's saying that, look, returning to the office works if you have the culture. If you have the culture to support the results that you want from it. So returning to the office works if you have the culture to support, you know, the things or the results that you want from it. Now, let me give you an example. You know, I think I agree with this point to a certain extent. You know, when we were closed down, we were working from home, we were doing our shows from home, we had, of course, the means to do that. But when we came back to the office, we were more productive than when we were at home, because at the office we have the culture that supports what we want to achieve. You know, we have a structure in the office that, you know, gives us a guaranteed support in what we want to achieve. So we could not miss working from home at all. You know, I can give you an example of myself. You know, I didn't miss working from home because the office has everything, or the office here has all it takes, you know, for me to be productive in my work at the office. There's no culture. The culture of me being productive, if I'm working from home, is almost not there. So there'll be difference between working from home and working into the office. This is Jeff Bergwitz. Sorry if I'm pronouncing his name in the wrong way. Now, we are going for a short break. And after a short break, you know, you can come through and let's have a conversation. Which one works for you? Is it the office or the sitting room? You know, is it working from home or working from the office? Which one do you think is likely to be productive? You know, which environment do you think you are likely to be productive? Working from home or from the office?
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, we continue. Now, which one are you likely to be productive? Which environment are you likely to be productive? Working from home or working, you know, working from home or working from the office? 083-288-401. That's a number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. Yes. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Fine, how are you, sir? Yes.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to break this language.
Yeah, please, break it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even me, I'm supporting you to work from office is good.
Yeah.
Because I see that time of lockdown, I'm working in salon. Then now I'm home. Is where I'm operating. Where I'm doing my job.
Yes.
It was very big difference to the office. Because to the office, especially at the salon, the person who do the hair,
yeah,
is in front of the mirror. And here, there's nothing. We're just in brown area.
Yeah.
It was not easy. Even you, the way you do it, it's like something irritating you. It's not nice.
Yeah.
But at the salon, everything is going smooth. It's what I see different from work from home and at the office.
Yes.
I'm supposed to someone who say to work to from office. Yeah, I'm supposed to that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before you go, I want to encourage you to continue speaking, you know, English.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you speak good English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you speak good English.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, the purpose of English is not about how well you speak it. It's about whether or not we are able to understand each other, me and you. So that's very important.
It's true.
Yeah, it's not how better you speak. It's whether you are is whether I'm understanding you here.
Yeah, it's true. Now, when we are coming in here, it's like you are some fear.
No.
Approach.
Uh-uh. You are talking to it's me and you talking, and you know the listeners that are listening to you, they respect you, so nobody will laugh at your English.
It's true. Yeah. I'm starting.
Yes, that's how I got to know Oshiwambo. I used to break it.
Yeah.
And now I speak Oshiwambo more than you.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Surprise.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, so he's saying that, no, look, at the office, you have a structure that supports your work. But at home, you might not have that culture. The culture at home is different. So what is important here is not really about space. It's about whether that space has the culture to sustain the continuity of your work or and your job. So for me, that's what I see. I think here I might be an old school person here. If I have to put my opinion, I think I'm in for the office. You know, I think I'm in for the office. But of course, you can come through 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Franz.
Yes, how are you, sir?
Good, good. How are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
The topic is very, very, very fine. Very good. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, sir.
Okay, so the question is, which is it, home or at the office?
Yeah, where are you likely to be productive? Is it at home or at the office?
I'm telling you, at the office is the best. Yeah. I'm saying this for the following reasons. You know, sometimes home tends to be a lot of distractions, maybe from kids, or maybe you end up feeling lazy, just want to be in bed and saying, I'll continue later. And the office, all the resources are likely to be there. All the resources you need to do your work are at the office. So that's why I'm saying office is the best.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah.
That's basically my take.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Right. Yeah, you know, at home it can be tricky. You really need some discipline, not only from you, but from the people at home. So I wanted to give you an example, but let me reserve, you know, it. That's not how I put myself into problem. Yeah, so let me reserve this. That's not how I put myself into problem. Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, my brother?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yes.
Yeah, I listened to your topic. The topic.
Yes.
But probably I wanted to go out from your topic. There's something which I want to confirm from you.
Okay.
So to make me a research.
Okay.
The research which I want is we're having in Omaruddine.
Yeah, the argument. You were debating. Yeah.
We were debating with other people yesterday
about
the history of South Africa. Who was South Africa.
Oh.
And when, in which year, the Holland, South African, when they were given a mandatory to rule South Africa. Southwest Africa, yes.
Okay. No.
We will
deal with that on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we are going to talk about the history of South Africa and who colonized it.
Yeah.
How, you know, Southwest Africa was also given as a mandatory state.
Okay.
Yeah, we are going to talk about that on Sunday.
Okay. Which time it will be?
That is going to be from 5 to 9 in the afternoon.
In the evening.
Yes.
Afternoon, okay.
Yes.
And I refer to work to the office because at home there is a lot of disturbance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Yes. All right. Yeah, 083-2888-401. That's the number in studio. You know, you can come through. You can come through 083-2888-401. You can come through. Where are you, you know, likely to be productive? Where are you likely to be productive? At home or in the office? Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Efron, good morning. How are you doing, my brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay, sir. Good morning to your listeners. My brother, home or office? Actually, office for me is better. And the reason why I'm not saying home, because the reason is one of the points is that home is not an institution place. A home is a place where people rest and sleep after coming from job. A job is place where it was being created for people to be, as you say, a human being to be physically and emotionally and at the same time connectivity by communication. So we have what you call homework better than office work is better than homework, whereby all the facilities are inside the office in the particular place where it's gonna be happen. For example, as you put in COVID, and the danger is that an office place is where most of the time COVID is affected on most of the people. Yeah, and the same times, if the danger is being affected again in the house, it's because majority people after working, going back home, children, families, friends that are coordinated between these persons coming from the job, that can also affect it. So that's my question again. I would like to put in, how safe is the environment? How safe is the environment of the office, and how safe is the environment in the house, whereby this person is going to be work after working? How safe is he as his job, as his office? Is he protective by sanitizing, by making sure that the place is clean, and making sure that safety as the way protocol of the COVID standard is being there in the same house or the environment where these people are working? So these are the things I wanted to put across, that it can be good in the office, where if it's possible by protecting this society, and it's also good in the house if all means have been put in place, whereby the one who is working and the people have been connected after job, then if this society is being better for that person to work, that is also going to be good. It's all I wanted to see for now. Then I will come back for another point I was thinking about.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too.
Right. Now, you know, at home, I you know, there is a lot that can happen that maybe can distract, especially in our own family setup where, you know, family ties are very strong. You know, in other cultures, yes, maybe it could be a good environment because people are more, you know, individualistic than, you know, we are in an African setup. So those factors also need to be considered. You know, you imagine telling your mother, you know, you mommy, you can't just be walking in like that. I'm in a Zoom meeting. And you see, when you are talking like that, your mother will, you know, things can spill out of, you know, and even that meeting may not continue because they will feel, you know, you are no longer, you know, concentrating with them, you are just in your phones. Yes.
Good morning, friends. How are you?
Morning.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Yeah, I guess only I will only contribute to you on one point, because that's what I heard, and I think I have a little information on that. The first point, actually, on those many, many adults. So the one working from home, and perhaps going back to the office, I get the point very well. So, what I was saying there is that, yes, it's true. It's a good balance, to balance up things. So, because, yes, when we were working from home, there were also a lot of things that were accomplished. So, the social roles, apart from simple engagement, there were also spiritual other things, a lot of social things that were done. One could take care of the children, because they were also scattered around. So we needed to give that attention as well, without compromising our roles, our duty, our official duty, or whatever that we were trying to do. So, Franz, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Uncle Bon.
Okay, now what I'm trying to say there is that because in life, we just need to strike a balance so that we do not neglect any other responsibility that is entrusted unto us, apart from those other ones that we with financial gain obtain, where we can also have. So it's just a balance. Because sometimes, of course, the interaction at work again is more important because we are social beings. And we need that attachment with others, how to comfort each other when we are passing through problems, especially in time like this. So that's where we need more comfort. Some other people who do them kind of debriefing and they share their experience and stories and encourage one another. So that burnout from employees is also minimized. So that's what I could get here, Franz.
Thank you very much, Uncle
Good to be good. Yeah, good.
Yes. Yeah, so, but for those people who, you know, like absenteeism, you know, for like what Uncle Bona said, absenteeism can be really solved by working from home. You know, children and will just say, oh, mommy is in, daddy is in. You might not be saying anything, but the fact that you are present, it also contributes a lot, you know, to them, you know, to the people in the house. Maybe after a Zoom meeting or after what you have done, you know, you take a 15-minute stretch and maybe you play a ball or one or two game with your children or, you know, dominoes with your wife or maybe your nieces. And, you know, it contributes, it builds them, it helps them, you know, in their mental health, you know, to know that you are still present, you know. Then you say you have to withdraw and say, okay, now I am going to continue. I'm going to work. I'm having a meeting from this time to this time. And then after that time, I'm coming for lunch. Then, you know, it builds the family because now the family is together. Of course, in some countries, you know, houses were built by lockdown because people were eating together and they found more time to, you know, fix their differences. Yes.
Tata Franz, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Office or home?
We this one, I think, is different with whatever type of work you used to perform or to do. Because I think that the first, not every work can be able to be done from home. Yeah, but to me, I think, okay, let me say if it was possible. Yeah, sometimes we can say maybe from home it's better because you can also save some, not everyone used to get enough even transport money or even enough money for you to fuel up your car to work throughout the month and all those things and even some lunch money used also to carry out throughout the month. Sometimes, okay, maybe if you're at home, just working from home, then you can just do your shopping once, then you cook while you're busy also working and all those things. Then I think sometimes some job maybe it can be beneficial to work from home.
Okay, so you say that this is not, you know, a one-size-fits-all. It depends what type of work that is.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. There are other jobs where you need to interact with people to communicate or to go here and there, move up and down to really to commit up your daily activity.
All right.
That is how I'm seeing it, but I think it can benefit both sides. It depend on whatever daily activity people they used to perform.
All right.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. Which one are you likely, which environment are you likely to be productive? Home or the office? You know, home or the office? We are now 9 minutes. 9 minutes to 12. Now, 9 minutes to 11, I mean to 12. Where are you likely to be productive? Yes. Hello.
I'm good, sir.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I preserve working from the office to the office, you know?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden you see like, okay, let's talk about us black people in Namibia. All of a sudden you end up like, no, the person is working in the bank, and all of a sudden Junior was praying in the house and spill his water, cup of water on the motherboard of the phone. The next thing you hear, your money is already out, you know. Things happen, and it's not for us black people. It's on big companies like Google and others. And here in Namibia, you know our situation.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, Junior can be problematic, you know. Junior can be troublesome. But don't you think you can also lock the door and give Junior to the nanny? To say from 9 to 12 or 9 to 10, 11 when I'm doing my work, my room is a no-come. It's a no-go area until I'm done. You know? When we used to work from home, I already told my people that, look, from this time to this time, I am working. And when I'm done with my show, you know, that's when I come out and say, okay, guys, you can come in. You know, you can come in. Because they know that I'm now free. So you can also do the same with Junior, you know. But 083-288-401, that's a number. In studio, we are receiving quite a number of calls, you know, supporting working from office. The idea of working from the office. Because they think or they feel they will be more productive. You know, they feel they are more productive. They will be more productive working from home. I mean, working from the office. Now, we are going for a short break. And we are coming back to conclude.
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate huyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kwethisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hoka tovuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi no taga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lelape nenge utremo shifosho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. oto vuru okuninga omafutilo goye. Oto vuru ishe okutulako omatumaraka goye giinima ya yoroka. Ngaashi omatumaraka goruhozi, omatumaraka gomahio, omatumaraka gomaharelo yambeko gomavalo, nomatumaraka gokwarukehe ngoka wahara gutseithile oshigwana ashihe shomoNamibia okuza owala poodola ndatu niithilinga itano metumaraka kehe. LelaPay oharongo ngiini? Konga oka epa ko LelaPay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongodhi yoye. Patulula o account yoye oshali eto tulamo omauthemba goye. Inda ko kandjato koye kiimaliwa eto tulako oshimaliwa to udhitha shoka to pulwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana okutulamo omauthemba goye, hogolola kutya owahala okulongitha ehangano nenge ovendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Longekidha etumaraka joye eto thindi mpoka pashangwa send utume. Shampa watumo etumaraka joye otari tulwa ko Eagle FM, Imba, LelaPay nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokutulako ilongwa moyoye yokomake. Tumina inima yoye ko digital@malaite.com notai ulikwa meendelelo. Opo ukare wagudha kokaalandithi, tudhengela nena konora 081-9-3-633 nenge konora 081-9-3-333-4 nonora yeli yaali. LelaPay yimonena nena, tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
Alright, it's 4 minutes to 12. If you are there and you still want to voice your opinion, I can still give you, you know, some time here. Office or home? You know, many are saying office because at the office there is a culture. You know, at the office sent, we of course we know that there is, you know, there is change now. All right, let's take a while. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Franz, I see the line is a little bit off me. So let me complete my point I wanted to see here. There is a home cannot be the source of a job employment is that me. For example, we have the state house, we have parliament, and all these people are representing government, informal, etc. under the policy of made law. So if we have ambassadors, we have many diplomatic corps on the level of high standard in terms of representatives. So if we are going to say home, meaning these people will start working at home, and these facilities are put in place there for them to be in parliament or level in council and other dignities, will not able to function in there. Spiritually, Muslim or Christian or any other Christian or other members are participating in terms of their spiritual duty. Now, will these people also going to be formed to pray at their houses, just as the way we were having the first lockdown? Then the other question is, we have what we call teachers, police workers, and all other departments. These are people also are working under the leadership of working to sustain their country. And in any other developed world country, this can be also affected in the same process, whereby home cannot be a very good way to target in. Because why? The space of home cannot be accommodated all of these people. This why some of these places are put there so that we can able to utilize it and so that we can able to cooperate. But this, as I was saying, it's only good if these places are going to be a successful, protective. And the question again, who is going to be paid for these people to come to home? To come to their work, if it goes to the out of hand that
being safe sex keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up, get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
All right, Abdul, you can conclude. My time is over now.
Okay, sir. So what I'm saying is that if whether from WHO or World Disease Center or any global protocol that are trying to divide in the society to agree between home and office, let us think, like I say, let us think about the majority. Where are they occupied? Because president is represented. He cannot work at home because his state is a state house. It's not a homework. So these are all that of concern and concern of the citizen between the criminal and the good people. So also because criminals take advantage over this issue, night workers, fingerprint, all these type of things. So my advice is that let's do a research of taking care of the need of working at the offices, but make sure that facilities are protected there. Everybody must use COVID mask, but no vaccine by force. I think that way we can also work on that. And cleanliness, because cleanliness is also can save the life of the people. Thank you very much, my brother, for your time.
All right. Thank you very much, Abdul. All right. I've already worded in on Dwight's time, and I don't want to, you know, further take much of his time, but it has been good, you know, being with you on Tech Show, and we'll have more, you know, engaging, you know, conversations. I know that technology is not that much of engaging sometimes because of the nature of the discussion sometimes that are on. But we appreciate you for, you know, listening in. Dwight.
Franz, how are you doing?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right, man.
Yes.
I'm all right. It's your discussion was pretty invigorating, Franz.
Yeah.
And also to see, you know, one of the callers coming through in terms of sharing that more engagement with regards to the analysis you provided.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And, of course, let me leave you in the hands of Dwight, and they will text you through up to, you know, 1 o'clock.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a fest for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome.